But there is something special today that's going to bring liberty into some people's lives. What is today?
National Food Day.
National Food Day. See, some of you are already sitting around. You're thinking about lunch. You may be already driving there. And what we're in the middle of what? What are we in the middle of?
It is the beginning of. You guys keep wanting us to be in the middle of it. But sadly, it's almost over. So it's the last day, the 8th, the greatest day of the feast.
Of the what?
Tabernacles. The what? Feast.
The feast. So here's the beauty. Yeah. Here's your freedom. Here's your liberty for the day. You're headed to lunch, and it's feast day.
Everything God does, he has a purpose for, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to think about this, because, you know, there is a bit of tongue-in-cheek at the same time here, but you do have to understand that this literally is what God said. He said, you need to go, you need to take 8 days, and you need to feast.
Mm.
And in your feasting, you have to give something. You have to go and give to other people to make sure they're feasting. So it's like it's a responsibility to make sure that the feast is bigger and bigger and bigger. It's like Thanksgiving mixed with Christmas.
Wow.
You wrap those up. But now here's your purpose. All right, you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
So the reason he did it, you actually have to build this little, just think camping since we're in the South, but this little booth, this coverage thing, and you eat all your meals there.
Mm.
That's all you really have to do. You just have to eat there. But the reason you do is because you're remembering what it was like in the wilderness.
I was about to say, so in other words, I could eat whatever I want if I just hide in the woods and do it?
It's just when people see you eating, it's bad. No. So here's the cool thing. But why? Because now if you're thinking I'm in the wilderness and I'm eating, I couldn't have much food. But the point was that's where God gave them manna.
Mm-hmm.
Everything they needed, he gave them. And they always had enough. They had more than enough for the day. There was never a point where they went, gosh, I just wish I had more. So the application there is this feast should make you look back and say, God, you know, I neglect to thank you. I may pray before a meal, but, you know, everything I have is because you gave it to me.
Mm.
And so, but now you have to go further because you realize that we would not be doing this if it didn't have something to do with Jesus.
Right.
It's all pointing. He is the feast. He's throughout this whole thing. So you realize when you arrive at Passover and he breaks that bread, he says, take this and feast on me.
Mm.
I've come that you could eat, that, and you're going to learn that my food is real body and my blood is real drink. In other words, what I am going to give to you, when you get it, it's going to sustain you forever. And so this day of the feast, the 8th day, it's kind of a Hebrew joke in a sense. It's like old Toy Story that when they said to infinity and beyond. So it's a week-long feast that's 8 days long.
Mm.
So that's a Hebrew joke because a week is 7 days. So you have two. The first day of the feast is a Sabbath. The 8th day is a Sabbath. So you want to start realizing that you're with God. And when you end, this day is to infinity and beyond. In other words, that this meal that you eat right now, this celebration that you have, you're doing it as if you're in heaven. So you're giving thanks in a bigger way. That's why I know that sounds, for those of you that are dieting and trying to do all this kind of stuff, but this day is not that day.
Yeah, please, please, please don't call us with, like, hate mail because you said, you ruined my diet. No. Hey, it's one day. Feast. Enjoy. Feast. Enjoy National Food Day.
Yeah.